Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I've got a program of some classic bluegrass tunes for you. These are the sort of songs that you might need to know if you ever go to a jam session, and they're not necessarily jam session songs, but they're ones that are in the general vocabulary of most bluegrass musicians. And in some cases, I've got them done by the original artists, and some I've got... Well, I'll surprise you later on in the program as to who they're being done by. But I think you're going to enjoy them, and there's no better way to kick it off than to have the Standy Brothers play. I always love the Standy Brothers music, and this is from an album released in 1960. Ralph and Carter playing banjo and guitar and doing the singing. Curly Lambert was playing guitar. He doubled on guitar and mandolin. Ralph Mayo was playing fiddle. And Audie Webster was playing bass on the first track, and it's one of those classic tunes for bluegrass music called I Saw the Light. Praise the Lord, I Saw the Light is what they called it, and we're going to hear it now. Standy Brothers.
So aimless, life filled with sin, I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night.
Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
Just like a fool, I wandered along. Worries and cares I claimed for my own. Then, like a blind man, God gave back his sight.
Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Straight is the gate and narrow's the way. Now I've traded the wrong for the right. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
Oh, some classic bluegrass there from the Standing Brothers. Just love the way that Ralph plays banjo, and Carter's lead voice is, to me, the lead voice of classic bluegrass music. Love it. Osborne Brothers did a lot of great bluegrass music. They obviously had their own repertoire as they were competing with the country bands, but they were firmly rooted in straight bluegrass, and Bobby wrote some great songs. We're going to feature one called Pain in My Heart, which Bobby wrote along with Larry Richardson. And this version comes from a reissue of their Once More albums, where they reprised some of the their great tunes. Bobby Osborne's playing mandolin, Sonny Osborne's playing banjo, Blaine Sprouse is playing fiddle, Paul Brewster on guitar and vocals. Remember, he later joined Ricky Skaggs, and Jimmy Brock on bass. And here's Pain in My Heart from the Osborne Brothers.
Start. You knew that I loved you from the pain in my heart. So look in my eyes and see that it's true. Say that you love me and don't make me blue.
With a pain in my heart and blue
who's on my mind. I'll always love you, but can you be mine? Can you be mine with another man's name? You know that I love you and I'm not to blame.
There's a pain in your heart and blues on your mind. Say that you love me and don't say goodbye. You know that I love you, for you I would die.
With a pain in my heart and blues on my mind, I'll always love you, but can you be mine? Can you be mine with another man's name? You know that I love you and I'm not to blame. Pain in my heart and blues on my mind, I'll always love you, but can you be mine? Can you be mine with another man's name? You know that I love you and I'm not to blame.
Great song from the Osborne Brothers there, Pain in My Heart. Always loved the music of Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver. He's had some classic bands, and I'm going to play a track from one of his early versions of Quicksilver. This album came out in 1989, and the album is entitled I Heard the Angels Singing. Mostly gospel songs, as you can imagine. Doyle Lawson was playing mandolin, Russell Moore on guitar, Ray Deaton on bass, Jim Mills on banjo, Bobby Hicks on fiddle, and Jerry Douglas on dobro. What a super group that is. And we're going to hear a track from Doyle Lawson with Doyle actually singing lead for a change. Little Mountain Church House, great song. Here's Doyle Lawson.
There's a little mountain church in my thoughts of yesterday, where friends and family gathered for the Lord. There an old-fashioned preacher taught the straight and narrow way for what few corns the congregation could afford. Dressed in all our Sunday best, we sat on pews of solid oak, and I remember how our voices filled the air. How Karma sounded like an angel on those high soprano notes. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Looking back now, that little mountain church house has become my life's cornerstone. It was there in that little mountain church house I first heard the word to base my life upon. At the all-day Sunday singing and dinner on the ground, many were the souls that were revived. While the brothers and the sisters who'd gone on to glory land slept in peace in the maple grove nearby. Looking back now, that little mountain church house has become my life's cornerstone. It was there in that little mountain church house I first heard the word to base my life upon. Looking back now, that little mountain church house has become my life's cornerstone. It was there in that little mountain church house I first heard the word to base my life upon. I first heard the word.
base my life upon.
One of the supergroups of bluegrass music, Dawn Lawson and Quicksilver. What a lineup he had there, and what a great song, partly written by Carl Jackson there. Well, we'll hear from the Osborne Brothers again. Here's a song called Big Spike Hammer. You will have heard this in a few jam sessions if you've been around. It's just a classic tune. Osborne's really added their own style to it. And in the song, you'll hear the mention of the woman concerned, Della May. And that's where the band Della May got their band from. Here's the Osborne Brothers with Big Spike Hammer.
Lord, it's busting my side. I've done all I can do to keep that woman, still she's not satisfied.
Hey, hey, Della May, why do you treat me this way? Hey, hey, Della May, I'll get even someday.
I'm the best hammer swinger in this big section game. Big Bill Johnson is my name. Lord, this hammer that I swing for a dollar and a half a day, sold for my Della May.
Hey, hey, Della May, why do you treat me this way? Someday
I've been lots of places, not much I ain't done. Still a lot of things I'd like to see. Big spike hammer that I swing, or the woman that I love, one's gonna be the death of me.
Hey, hey, Della May, why do you treat me this way? Hey, hey, Della May, I'll get even someday.
Big spike hammer, big spike hammer.
The Osborne Brothers. It's a great tune, that one's good fun to play. Just the moving between the minors there. The Osborne Brothers made a huge contribution to bluegrass music, both in being able to play traditional and classic bluegrass and bringing it up to speed and compete with the country artists. And they did a fine job there. And Sonny's banjo playing is always just magic. And Bobby's still singing. Isn't that amazing? Well, we're going to hear from the Lovell Sisters now. The Lovell Sisters band, the album I've got, When Forever Rolls Around, shows a picture of them on the front, and they sort of look like late teenagers. Very attractive family, and they play some great music. They have very imaginative arrangements of many of the songs. The band is Jessica Lovell on fiddle, Megan Lovell on resophonic guitar, Rebecca Lovell on mandolin. They're accompanied by Josh Miller on guitar and banjo, and Andy Knoll on acoustic bass. And they had Alan Bartram playing acoustic bass in the thing. I love the liner notes. Art direction by Jessica Lovell and photography by Senor McGuire, Nashville, Tennessee. Hair and makeup by Laurie Turk in Nashville, Tennessee. You don't tend to get that much on record liner notes, do you? But here's the Lovell Sisters, and I've picked out Osborne Brothers' tune, Lonesome Feeling. Here they come.
I'm shedding all because of you. Like a lonely prisoner serving his time, just thinking of the day, the days when love was true. You'll wed another this morning at
the Lovell Sisters Band, This Morning at Nine, and that's a song written by Sid Campbell, and I heard that in my very early days of bluegrass music. It was on that 4LP Rebel set that came out in the mid-1960s. So that's a tune that's been around a long time, and they did their own treatment of it. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm Paul Trendworth, and we're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, big music store in Hamilton, New Zealand, which is where the show comes from. And any musical needs that you may have, I'm sure you'll be able to have them fulfilled if you go to Shearer's. Big range of instruments, big range of books, how to play, big range of accessories. Just go and see them. The staff are very helpful because they're musicians and they usually understand pretty much what you are looking for and will help you find it. I really appreciate the fact that Shearer's sponsor me on this show, and I'm delighted to be associated with them with Back Porch Bluegrass. What are we going to have next? Oh, back to the Stanley Brothers, one of the classics. They recorded lots of classic tunes, and they just did very simple arrangements, which probably made it very easy. And here's one that's long been associated with bluegrass music, right from the days of the Carter family. I think they did one of the first versions of it, but it's a tune that was rapidly assimilated into the bluegrass music repertoire, and it's one called Weeping Willow. That's what the Stanley Brothers call it, often called Bury Me Beneath the Willow. And I've got it all set up for you. Here we go. Here's the Stanley Brothers. 1960 they recorded this.
Gone away and found another apple tree. So he may know where I'm sleeping, and perhaps he'll weep for me.
Hi, my name is Anna, and I'm from Paero, New Zealand, and I really enjoy listening to Back Porch Bluegrass.
It's time for some Bill Munro now. We're going to hear from live performances, and these were recorded at the New River Ranch in Maryland and in 1956, and there's two quite different appearances. The first one was in May 1956, and we're going to hear Bill play Bluegrass Stomp, and his band at that time was Bill playing mandolin, Ed Mayfield on guitar, Tater Tate on fiddle, and Don Reno joined them on banjo for this version of Bluegrass Stomp. And then the next tune we're going to hear is from September 1956, just a few months later, and Bill's got a totally different band with him. He's got Yates Green playing guitar, Bobby Hicks and Joe Stewart on fiddles, Rudy Lyle on banjo, and Chick Stripling on bass, and we're going to hear them do the song Close By. Bill does a great version of that. Here's some live Bill Munro. It's a bit of a rare treat for us, so I hope you enjoy it. New River Ranch, 1956. Don Reno was just filling in with him on that break, but was evidently Don Reno's band was also playing at the park that day, and he stepped in to play that tune along with Bill. Now we'll hear from Bill again doing the song Close By. Have a listen.
You've gone so far away, my darling. Each time think of you I cry. I press your picture to my bosom, so I know we'll be close by. I saw you last while you were leaving. The tears from you I tried to hide. You took me in your arms and said, in a hurry, I'll keep close by. Years have passed, you've not returned it. Now I say that you have died, but your soul will live forever. So I know we'll be close by. They buried you in a lonely graveyard, and a spot they left beside. There we'll sleep till Jesus calls us, so I know we'll be close by.
Oh, I love those twin fiddles. Great sound, and Bobby Hicks and Joe Stewart, you can't get any better at the twin fiddle sound. Let's hear from Kathy Kallick now. The Kathy Kallick Band is a great band. I've heard them when I've gone to the Grass Valley festivals in Northern California, and they come from around that area, and they just perform well. They've got a lot of variety in the band. And here's Kathy singing the great gospel song, Precious Memories.
Precious memory. life's pathways. No, no, what the years may hold. As I wander, hopes grow.
Great version of that old gospel song by the Kathy Kallick Band. In that band, Kathy's playing guitar, doing vocals, Annie Staniniek on fiddle, Dan Booth on acoustic bass, and his dad, Greg Booth, playing dobro, and Greg also plays banjo, and Tom Beckany on mandolin, and a great band to watch. We're going to hear another track from them a little bit later on, and but in the meantime, we're going to hear from Flat and Scruggs. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I'm playing the sort of songs that you sort of need to know as your basic bluegrass repertoire. So listen to this over and learn all these songs, and I'll love you at the jam sessions because you are familiar with the idiom, so to speak. And I'll just give a big shout out to all the people listening on Access Radio stations throughout New Zealand. The show comes from Free FM in Hamilton, New Zealand, where it's first aired on a Tuesday night, but then it's played on all sorts of different times throughout New Zealand and through the Canadian Access Radio stations. A big hello to you, and I hope you're all doing well up there. And to Bluegrass Planet Radio, all the people in the USA, I'm sorry to hear on the news about the continuing battles with this COVID-19. New Zealand is cautiously out of it, and we're having no community spreading these days. I think we've got 20 people registered with having it, and so that seems minuscule compared with what's happening in the rest of the world. But I guess that's the advantages of living in a couple of islands in the South Pacific Ocean. So our thoughts go to you all, and we're going to listen to some bluegrass to help fill in the time while you're waiting for the COVID-19 to disappear. What could be better than listening to some Flat and Scruggs from 1950? Here's a song written by Lester Flatt and by Curly Seckler, and it's an absolute classic. I'll Never Shed Another Tear. And then a little bit later, we're going to hear the Pike County Breakdown by Earl Scruggs. It's actually a Bill Monroe tune, but it's more often attributed to Earl Scruggs. And it's a great banjo tune, features some nifty work with your thumb and finger on the first string. That's for all the banjo players. Okay, let's hear I'll Never Shed Another Tear.
I used to sit alone at night and worry, little darling, for I thought you meant the world to me. But now things have changed and those days are gone forever, though I'll never shed another tear.
I'll never shed another tear, now I don't care what happened.
You have proved your love untrue to me.
There's nothing you can do that will ever change my feeling, though I'll never shed another tear.
Many times you told me not to fear, but now you've forgotten and you've left me here forever, though I'll never shed another tear.
I'll never shed another tear, now I don't care what happened.
You have proved your love untrue to me.
There's
never shed another tear. Now I don't care what happens, you have proved your love unto to me. There's nothing you can do that would ever change my feeling, though I'll never shed another tear.
Should have told me, dear, that you was only fooling. Then I'd never learned to love you so. Then I wouldn't have all these heartaches, my darling, dreading the day I'd see you go.
I'll never shed another tear. Now I don't care what happens, you have proved your love untrue to me. There's nothing you can do that would ever change my feeling, so I'll never shed another tear.
Here's Kathy Kallick again with Dark Hollow. Kathy Kallick Band, great song, Dark Hollow, and extra verse in there that Kathy wrote herself, and I've always thought it needed another verse as well. Here's Earl Scruggs, Lester Flatt, and the band doing the Pike County Breakdown. Classic banjo tune.
Thank you.
Scruggs with the Pike County Breakdown, a great tune for banjo players to learn. It's got all the regulatory licks in there to learn, as well as a couple of smart ones as well. It's a fun tune to play. It's got a fairly simple format and just a great tune for jamming on. I'm amazed at when I listen to these tunes, putting together this program for you, as to how they've lasted, you know, from the 1950s and 60s right through, because a good tune is a good tune and is always worth playing. There's been an awful lot of music that's disappeared into the airwaves and never seen the light of day since it first came out. But some of these tunes, these absolute classics, you'll still hear at every bluegrass festival you go to. And Pike County Breakdown, great tune. Rhonda Vincent has a very uptown approach to bluegrass music, but her music is firmly rooted in the traditional bluegrass, and she does a fine job when she takes one of the classic bluegrass tunes and does it with her band. And she's done that with several of them. She loves the Osborne Brothers stuff, but she plays from all over. And here is Rhonda Vincent doing a tune from Jimmy Martin. This is from Rhonda Vincent's Good Thing Going album, recorded in the early 2000s, and this is a tune called The Hit Parade of Love. I remember Hamilton County Bluegrass Band playing this in the early days, and a lot of fun, but Rhonda Vincent's doing a fine job of it. Hit Parade of Love. Crazy version of that song. I think they just decided to add it to the session. They all got stuck in and played it at full tilt. Probably a little bit how you hear it in some jam sessions. It's not the sort of song that you do a very precise, careful version of, because the nature of the song about Lovers Hit Parade is just slightly offbeat at the best of times, isn't it? Hi, you're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and we're doing songs you probably need to know if you're going to go to a bluegrass jam session. And we're hearing stuff from the Stanley Brothers and the Osborne Brothers and Dawn Lawson and Kathy Kallick, all sorts of people. I hope you've been enjoying it. I just need to say there's a little bit of live music happening around Hamilton now. We're having our Back Porch Bluegrass jam session on the fourth Sunday of each of each month. That's fun. Sunday afternoon, bring your banjos and guitars and things along, and we'll try and get you to join in with the jam sessions and play a couple of songs for the audience. And the Morrinsville Country Music Club is playing, we're back on the second Friday of each month at the Rotary Community Hall. And the first one is just coming up a bit too soon for the radio show, but we're having fun getting back together and playing music again. It's really good coming out of the lockdowns of COVID-19, and it's nice to have some live music again. In fact, I'm having some live music tonight for my students. I teach music, and we're having a bit of a concert with some of the students, bringing along their mandolins and banjos and guitars and ukuleles, and playing a concert and probably meeting some of the other students for the first time. So that will be fun too. Time for another song from the Standing Brothers. Now, this is an absolute classic. Hamilton County often use it to start off our sets because it just sets the pace for bluegrass. And I've heard lots of other bands do this one too. It's one called Howl Mountain Girls Can Love. Goes like this. Standing Brothers, thanks very much for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. Hope you enjoyed my program on jam session tunes and a bluegrass primer, really. And we'll take it out with the tune that we opened up with, a tune called Back Porch Bluegrass. Tune in again next week. We'll see you. Bye.